Is the cloud goosing Michigan Republicans to rise above principle?
Behind the clouds, the sun is shining.
A big economic development project in Grand Rapids seems to have Republican lawmakers rethinking their opposition to tax breaks that benefit specific industries. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm once mocked by Republicans over tax credits.
Movie tax credits, next generation batteries.
Government picking winners and losers. Governor Rick Snyder in his second inaugural address in January reiterating that Michigan is getting out of the business of industry-targeted tax breaks.
We are focused in on creating the best environment and climate for success and letting free enterprise work.
Well, fast forward to now with reports that a big data cloud center is eyeing suburban Grand Rapids.
A local landmark known as the Pyramid, visible from the highway, built by Steelcase for a project that didn't work out.
Could have a new life as a cloud data storage center.
Servers storing digital business records, our massive archives of personal photos and videos, selfies, music.
This is big business.
And the data storage business has proven it knows how to squeeze enticements out of states.
An Associated Press survey found states have offered $1.5 billion in incentives over the past decade, and those are only the incentives they could actually track.
Enter to the scene the Nevada-based company Switch, which is reportedly, because absent a chatterbox West Michigan lawmaker, there's no official confirmation a deal is in the works.
But
in fact, a deal is in the works to locate a major cloud data center in West Michigan.
And West Michigan Republican lawmakers are now clamoring to sponsor bills in Lansing to grant special tax breaks to data centers.
These same Republicans who once complained about the effects of Granholm era tax breaks bets on the future success of next generation batteries and alternative energy.
The same Republicans looking to pretty much dismantle the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
And Michigan's so-called corporate welfare strategy. Well, now they appear to have adopted the tax break religion.
And we'll see if Governor Snyder joins them.
And if he does, he would be in good company in changing his tune on tax breaks.
Right. In 1990, John Engler campaigned for governor, promising, among other things, an end to government using tax incentives to pick economic winners and losers.
But then Michigan came up on the losing end of a big competition with lots of jobs at stake.
1992, a GM closed its iconic Willow Run plant and shifted production to Texas.
Engler announced no more Willow Runs and embarked on an aggressive policy of tax incentives to lure and keep manufacturers.
Because the stakes were huge.
And consistency is a lot to expect of anyone.
I really don't know clouds at all.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.